If I were king, this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a story about young King Arthur. If I were king, young King Arthur was ambushed and imprisoned by the monarch of a neighboring kingdom. The monarch could have killed him, but the monarch was moved by Arthur's youth and ideals. So the monarch offered him his freedom as long as he could answer a very difficult question. Arthur would have a year to figure out the answer, and if, after a year, he still had no answer, he would be put to death. The question, what do women really want? Such a question would perplex even the most knowledgeable man, and to young Arthur, it seemed an impossible query. But since it was better than death, he accepted the monarch's proposition to have an answer by the year's end. He returned to his kingdom and began to poll everyone. The princesses, the priests, the wise men, and of course, the court jester. He spoke with everyone, but no one could give him a satisfactory answer. Many people advised him to consult the old witch, for only she would have the answer. But the price would be high, as the witch was famous throughout the kingdom for the exorbitant prices she charged. The last day of the year arrived, and Arthur had no choice but to talk to the witch. She agreed to answer the question, but he would have to agree to her price first. The old witch wanted to marry Sir Lancelot, the most noble of knights, the most noble of the knights of the Round Table, and Arthur's closest friend. Arthur was horrified. She was hunchbacked and hideous, had only one tooth, smelled like sewage, made obscene noises, and was in every way obnoxious. He had never encountered such a repugnant creature in all of his life. He refused to be forced to force his friend to marry her and endure such a terrible burden. Lancelot, learning of the proposal, spoke to Arthur. He said, nothing was too big a sacrifice compared to Arthur's life and the preservation of the Round Table. Hence a wedding was proclaimed, and the witch answered Arthur's question thusly. What a woman really wants, she answered, is to be in charge of her own life. Everyone in the kingdom instantly knew that the witch had uttered a great truth and that Arthur's life would be spared. And so it was. The neighboring monarch granted Arthur his freedom, and Lancelot and the witch had a wonderful wedding. The honeymoon hour approached, and Lancelot, steeling himself for a horrific experience, entered the bedroom. But what a sight awaited him. There, the most beautiful woman he had ever seen lay before him on the bed. The astounded Lancelot asked what had happened. The beauty replied that since he had been so kind to her when she appeared as a witch, she would henceforth be her horrible, deformed self only half the time, and a beautiful maiden the other half. Which would he prefer, beautiful during the day or night? Lancelot pondered the predicament. During the day, a beautiful woman to show off to his friends, but at night, in the privacy of his castle, an old witch. Or would he prefer having a hideous witch during the day, but by night, a beautiful woman for him to enjoy wondrous intimate moments? Noble Lancelot said that he would allow her to make the choice. Upon hearing this, she announced that she would be beautiful all the time, because he had respected her enough to let her be in charge of her own life. And the moral for me is, because each man has the woman in his life he created, and he is in unconditional love with his woman, he has the most beautiful woman of all time by his side forever. A mutual choice. I am the king. I love you. I love you. I love you.